Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor for Intersection Live. Today I have a special guest with me, Tom Douglas. Tom's the president and owner of Advanced Micro Solutions, which most of you know that as AMS. Welcome, Tom.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Thanks for spending some time this afternoon. It's April 9th, and tax season's coming to a close. Are things still busy for AMS right now, or are things calming down a little?
Well, it's busy. Payroll stays busy after April 15th. In fact, it tends to pick up after April 15th, since the due date for payroll filings are usually the end of April.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just get out of tax season here, and we hop right into finishing all the payroll tax returns.
Yes, after maybe taking a day off.
I'm a practicing CPA. I run a firm of 11, and so, yeah, I'm planning on Thursday being a day off, that's for sure.
You deserve it.
If you don't mind, Tom, give the listeners and myself kind of a brief background of what you've done and what your job is at AMS.
Well, we started AMS back in 1986, two of us. A good friend of mine, he's a CPA, and I started this product and company about the same time to produce a 1099 W-2 filer. Now, my background is in engineering, and his is in tax prep, so it worked out well. So I did most of the coding side of the product, and he did most of the thinking part. So anyway,
absolutely.
So we worked on that, and that product went out in 86, and after a few years, we expanded it into an after-the-fact payroll product. Again, still aimed at small practitioners for the most part. And that product, the after-the-fact payroll, evolved over the next few years and still evolving today to do live payroll, including tax calculations, maker checks, and electronic net pay deposits, and all the things you would expect in a PC-based full payroll program.
Fantastic. Well, if you don't mind, let's just talk a little bit about why tax and accounting professionals should be paying attention to what you guys are doing at AMS right now.
Well, we try to be aimed directly at that small practitioner, and we are very customer-oriented. Customers make suggestions to us all the time about this or that, and we generally listen and incorporate those. Sometimes they're more complicated. Sometimes they're actually just something we should have thought of in the first place. But we have customers in all 50 states, and we spend a lot of time with state compliance, and that probably sets us apart from a lot of the competition. We prepare, the software prepares the state wage and unemployment and income tax forms that are due each quarter, sometimes more often than that, depending upon the state. And we laser generate those forms on plain white paper. So the tax preparer doesn't have to do anything about transferring data onto a page supplied by the state, unless the state just has to have it that way.
Sure.
And there are very few that do. And more and more, in fact, are doing electronic submission of data, and we do that as well. So we transmit the data either to a state website or throughout some other protocol they use, the same information usually that you'd find on the printed page, but now it has a different way of getting there.
So are you seeing a lot of states starting to evolve to accepting things electronically? I know Indiana, which is where I live, has been sort of slow to move. I didn't know if state budgets were keeping them from doing that. What are you guys seeing there?
Well, there's a handful of states that are really pretty active, and then the rest are probably going slower at it. But some states see it as a cost-saving measure, and they have implemented protocols to transfer that data without to minimize the manual labor on their end,
mm-hmm.
and to more error-free processing. So we have got that in the software for basically any state that has that requirement, and a lot that don't. And they just it's not required, but they have it, and so we try to be in front of the game on that.
So you guys have a big task in front of you. I mean, you guys are you dealing with all 50 states?
Doing all 50 states, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico.
All right, so you cover about everything.
Yes.
You take care of withholding, probably, and you take care of unemployment taxes, I'm sure.
Right, absolutely.
As well as all the federal filings, 940, 941s, and 1099s, and so on, W-2s.
All those federal, and, you know, there's household employee requirements that are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
That have to be done year-end on the 1040 Schedule H. We take care of that, too. We have states that there are states of the union that have more than just unemployment reporting and income tax reporting. They might have state disability insurance reporting or worker comp reporting, and we take care of that as well.
What would you say is the is AMS's key benefit? What's sort of your claim to fame that would make a practitioner really want to engage?
I think our attention to our customers is really important. We really listen and to what they have to say and try to accommodate that. Also, our support is, I think, superb. Our customers tell us this all the time. I get feedback from our customers, and they're very positive, 99.9%. But the compliance side, which is very important, because they're paid preparers, most of them, and being able to the labor saving aspect of full compliance makes their firm more profitable. They can just press a button and print out the 941 or the state unemployment form or W-2s instead of transferring data, you know, to another program or printing it, you know, hand printing it or something like that. It's quite a labor-saving device.
Yeah, that's a great benefit. I have to attest. We have a payroll department here, and that really makes a huge difference. What are you guys seeing with some of the stuff that's been going on, you know, with the new stimulus bill? You guys having to deal a lot with that at this point? That's related to...
It's actually fairly straightforward in terms of the payroll. We were concerned initially about how the tax tables would be implemented, and that's turned out not to be a really significant problem. I think it's pretty straightforward on the payroll side. Probably not on the income tax prep side, but from payroll, it's really not that difficult to do. And that was implemented in our software in mid-March, I think.
Okay.
So we're up to speed on that.
Yeah, I knew. I even had a client ask me today, you know, how they were. I guess there's this refund that you can kind of get through each of your paychecks as far as the stimulus bill next year. So just wondered how most of the payroll software packages were handling that.
Well, the reduction in withholding, and then there's going to be a credit process at year end. But that's, as I understand it, that's going to flow to the 1040 and not be part of payroll.
Sure.
So you're effectively getting an early stimulus check in by reduction of withholding.
Yeah, through each of your paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Any new products, any new directions or new things you guys have coming out?
Well, the e-filing and services is what we call it. It allows our customer to transmit the data to a service that, among other things, it can optionally print the form. So let's say the customer's doing a W-2 forms for his client. He can transmit that and have the forms that are needed to be mailed to the state or mailed to the recipient. That other end of that transmission takes care of that. So they conceivably would eliminate all printing on their side. Now, there's a charge per transaction for that. The printing is optional at the but the transmission of the data electronically to the agency is the primary goal. Set printing of the returns is the secondary.
That's where real time saving, I would think, comes in, especially if you don't have to have clients come in and pick things up and sign and stuff.
Right, right. You know, it just depends on how many you have. If you have thousands, you know, then maybe the economics shift one way or the other. But for reasonably small numbers, the efficiency will pay off, and a little higher costs, but you have a higher efficiency than your office. I think it's going to be very popular with our customers that are small businesses that don't have that many returns, but it's not the main thing they do either. So they have to get it done and move them back to their business that they're involved in.
Well, I've heard nothing but great things. You guys about AMS. You guys have been around for a long time. You've remained focused on your product, continue to make it better. And I've talked to many people over the years that have used your product, and they've been very, very happy with what you guys do.
I'm
proud to share that with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We've tried to make their life easier by making our product better.
I'm sure you have. So if a listener wants to find out more about your product, tell me the best way to for them to get more information.
Well, we have a website. It's named after the product, www.1099-etc, like et cetera, .com.
Okay.
And of course, you can call 800 numbers, 536-1099.
Okay.
And you can send us email at info@1099-etc.com.
Great. Well, I want to thank you, Tom, for taking the time this afternoon. I know you guys are busy. I know it's a quarterly month. There's a lot going on, but taking the time to kind of share some information about AMS.
Well, you're quite welcome. I appreciate the time to do that. I didn't mention that we do some imports from QuickBooks and Peachtree and exports to them as well that people have found very useful.
And very helpful. Absolutely.
Yeah, QuickBooks is a big number of customers, but their efforts in compliance, I think it could be stronger, and that's where we pick up.
Fantastic.
But
that import-export is certainly helpful.
Yeah, it is. Once again, I appreciate the time to talk to you about our product.
All right, Tom. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.